Here tonight to connect with miracle. He's a way maker and he's a miracle worker. All things tonight are possible. And the Lord is calling you again to this taste, manifestation of the power of the Lord in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and bless your name. We know that everything we desire, everything we need, you provide today. And Lord, I pray nobody will go back home empty-handed in Jesus' name. Amen. Salvation for everyone. Amen. Healing for everyone. Amen. Deliverance for everyone. Miracle for everyone. Confirm it in every life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Another amen. God bless everyone. You can sit down. Tonight, I'm talking on the wonderful possibilities of the word of Jesus. Wonderful possibilities of the word of Jesus. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 1 and I read from verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. The Father in heaven, God in heaven, he has a word to pass on. He sits on the throne of authority in heaven, and he sent prophet after prophet, prophet after prophet, to declare his word. Look at verse 2. In verse 2, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. All those prophets have come and they have spoken the word of God the Father in these last days. And in the days in which we live, he has now spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Note that. Jesus, the Son, God the Father, and the Father, God in heaven, made this world, the planet, the sun, the moon, everything that was created, and he calls it all the worlds, by whom also he made the worlds. Understand then, if God the Father made the whole universe by the word Christ, he will make everything in your life. Everything in your life, he makes the world by the Son, by Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look at verse 3. It says, who being the brightness of his glory. The only way glory, grace, power can come into your life is through this Jesus, and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding. The sun would have scattered and fallen if Jesus were not upholding it. The moon would have dropped from the sky if Jesus, the final word, is not holding it. All the stars will fall one by one, except they are all held up by the word of his power. And gravity would have lost its effect, but because of Christ, the word, he is the one that upholds all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Majesty, wonder, miracle surrounding him, and he sits down at the right hand of majesty from on high. I want you to understand one. Jesus, the Father's word to the whole universe and to you. Anything God the Father wanted to say about your salvation, about your healing, about your deliverance, about your perseverance, and about your life eternal, Jesus is the Father's word to you. Jesus, the foremost word. Anything is going to do in your life, anything is going to operate in your life, Jesus is the foremost word. When he speaks, angels keep quiet. When he speaks, Satan holds his breath. When he speaks, every other power in the sky, on land, in the sea, he is the foremost word. Jesus, the final word. Final word. Whatever he tells you, that's final. Nobody can come. No Satan can come. No demon can come. No power can come and change that. Jesus is the final word. Is the Father's word. Is the foremost word. The final word. And tonight, I come to talk to you on the wonderful possibilities of the word of Jesus. We're looking at three things here. Number one, there is the saving word. Number two, there is the spoken word. Number three, there is the sovereign word. Number one, the saving, pardoning word of Jesus. The word of Jesus comes, the salvation. The word of Jesus comes, there is pardon. And remember, what he says, the Father said. Remember, he is the Father's word. Remember, he is the foremost word. When he forgives you, your mind, your conscience cannot say anything contrary. He is the foremost word. He is the final word. When he speaks pardon, when he speaks salvation to your soul, no other word the King of Kings has spoken, the Lord of Lords has spoken, he has the final say. Point number two is the spoken prevailing word of Jesus. When he speaks, power is manifested. When he speaks, that is the prevailing word, the spoken prevailing word of Jesus. Number three, the sovereign perpetual word of Jesus. Other people speak after their time, their word forgotten. Other people speak after their era, after their century, after their decade. We don't think anything about their words anymore. But when Jesus speaks, it's sovereign. It has final authority. It has perpetual authority until the end of the world. The sovereign, perpetual word of Jesus. Pick them up one by one. Number one. Number one is the saving, pardoning word of Jesus. Look at Mark chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sin be forgiven thee. The father had said that, and he puts it in the mouth of his son, because the father now speaks by his son unto every sinner. And whatever Jesus says to the sinner, final, the sins of the man forgiven. The Pharisees were there. What could they do? They couldn't change the salvation of that man. They couldn't change the forgiveness of that man. The man himself might be thinking, how will my sins be forgiven? I am impotent. I am weak. I am helpless. Christ has spoken. Even the thinking of the man could not change the salvation, the forgiveness, the pardon of that man. An angel could come in a dream. The foremost word, the final word, had been spoken. Jesus said, son. He called him son. He called him son. Because your sins are pardoned, because your sins are forgiven, you are now the son in the family of God. And nothing can change that. When God speaks to you tonight through the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says, he manifests his love to you, and he says your sins are pardoned, and your sins are forgiven, and your soul is saved, that will not change. As you go back home, you go with salvation. As you sleep in the joy and the happiness of salvation. You wake up tomorrow, the sleep will not cancel the word of Jesus Christ. He said, son, he said, daughter, your sins are forgiven. The father's word, the foremost word, the final word. It tells us in Luke chapter 7. In Luke chapter 7, we're looking at verse 37. It says, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, he brought an alabaster box of ointment in verse 38, and she stood at the feet behind, at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with the tears. How is it that Jesus sat there? And this woman came in, and as she saw Jesus the sinless, and he saw Jesus Christ the Holy One, and he saw Jesus Christ and the life of Jesus Christ so spotless, so sinless, so white, and is so heavenly, all the remembrance of our own sin, of our dirtiness, of our worthlessness came to her mind, and she felt, I'm so different, I'm sinful. And she regretted her life in the presence of Christ. All she could do was to weep because of the sorrow of her sin. And as she came, and all this was impromptu, it is nothing staged here, there is nothing that, you know, was pre-planned, and the tears were falling on the feet of Jesus. And the woman did not bring handkerchief, so that if this happens, then I'll use the handkerchief and clean the tears. And there was nothing else she had. And then she took her beauty, her glory, and the highest thing on her head in her life. And she wiped. She didn't mind now, because She saw Jesus, the final word, and she cleaned up the tears. And then we're told in verse 47, wherefore I say unto thee, our sins which are many are forgiven. Remember, that's the Father's word. If Jesus says it, the Father has said it. Remember, that's the foremost word. If Jesus says it, the Father has confirmed it. Remember, the final word. Any other thing that that Pharisee will say, in whose house they were, that if this man were a prophet, he wouldn't have allowed this woman to touch him, because she is a sinner. That man, the Pharisee, what he said is not in the proper tense. She was a sinner. But when Jesus said the Father's word, the foremost word, the final word, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Now the Pharisee should not say again, she is a sinner. When a plate is dirty and the plate is washed, it's no more dirty, it's clean. When his soul is sinful and Jesus utters the final word and he says, her sins, which are many, are all forgiven. That woman was not a sinner anymore. And tonight, the Lord Jesus is going to speak the Father's word into your life. It's going to speak the foremost word in your life. It's going to speak the final word. And your guilt will vanish away. And all your condemnation, everything will vanish away. How? Because Jesus says that you're sorrowful for your sin. You regret all the sins you have committed, all the evil doings. And you have remorse, you have sorrow in your heart. How could I be so foolish and so sinful and so guilty and condemned? And the Lord Jesus said, that's why I came. I came to take your sins away. I came to forgive you. And he doesn't only keep quiet. He looks at you and he speaks to your heart. Your sins, which are many, are forgiven. That's final. I said that's final. Look at verse 50. In verse 50, it says, and he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Thy faith has saved thee. When you come to Christ, look at that woman. She came from outside feeling guilty and feeling condemned. She entered into the house. My brother, my sister, Peter was there. She didn't go to Peter. John, James were there. Didn't go to them. The Pharisee, the landlord of that house apartment, he was there. The woman did not go to that man. He spotted out Jesus. Why? Peter is not the Father's word. Peter is not the foremost word. Peter is not the final word. She spotted out Christ, the Savior, Christ, the Redeemer. And she entered there and stayed by Jesus, weeping. Her tears will not keep her away. Her sorrow will not keep her away. Her conviction, the conviction of sin, the terrible sinner, the most sinful person in town, all that idea did not keep her away. She came to Jesus. She repented of her sin. She cried because of her past life. And Jesus said, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Final word. No more condemnation. No more guilt, because Jesus Christ has spoken. When Christ speaks in your life, salvation will come. Redemption will come. Pardon will come. Forgiveness will come. Now you can go. The guilt is gone. The condemnation is gone. And you have peace, the peace of God in your heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, and I'm reading from verse 40. In Luke chapter 23, verse 40, and the other answering rebuked him. That is, there were two thieves there, and one thief was talking nonsense. That is something that does not make sense. He was talking about Jesus. He was talking to Jesus, but he didn't recognize who Jesus was. So this other sinner and this other thief answering the first sinner, the other thief rebuked him, saying, "Does not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" Verse 41. In verse 41, we, you and I, indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds. It said, you know you're a sinner, I know I'm a sinner, but this man, referring to Jesus, has done nothing amiss. He said, I know that this Jesus, although he is crucified, we are suffering for our sin. He is suffering for other people's sin. He's suffering for your sin. He's suffering for our sin. That's what the man said. He has done nothing wrong. Look at verse 42. And then in verse 42, and he said unto Jesus, a time comes in your life when you turn away from the other sinners, the other companions in crime. A time comes in your life when you don't stay there talking about, you know, whatever, talking about current affairs, talking about the people that arrested you, talking about the people that have brought you into this situation. A time came in his life. He turned away from that other sinner, and then he turned to the Lord, and he said, Lord, he said, Lord, he said, you are now the Lord of my life. He was at the final stage of dying and condemned in his condemnation, and going to the place where sinners go, where sinners suffer, and where sinners are tormented for all eternity. Almost about to go. But he said, Lord, remember me. Remember me. When thou comest into thy kingdom. Look at verse 43. Now Jesus, the Father's word, is going to speak. Now Jesus, the foremost word, is going to speak. Now Jesus, the final word, the final word that man heard before he crossed over to eternity. Look at that final word. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And no angel could change that. And the Father will not change that. And the people all around could not change that. He's a criminal. He's the chief of sinners. He's a terrible sinner. That's why we put him on the cross there. Christ has spoken the final word. And in your life, when Christ speaks and he says, today your name will enter into the book of life, final. When Jesus says, everything you have done is forgiven and forgotten, final. When Jesus says, you are now son, you are now daughter, and he will prepare a place for you in heaven, and you will get your heaven, final. Jesus, the Father's word. Jesus, the foremost word. Jesus, the final word. Today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. I pray that word will be fulfilled in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Point number two. Number two, the spoken prevailing word of Jesus. The spoken prevailing word of Jesus. Now you understand. If Moses was to divide the Red Sea, he has to have a rod in the hand. If Joshua was to divide River Jordan, they have to have the priest carrying the ark and stepping on. If Elisha, if they're to divide River Jordan, when Elijah was thinking of, he has to have the mantle and he has to strike the sea. Jesus did all that, everything, by spoken word. He spoken because, you understand, he, through his word, all the worlds, the universe, they were created. And he only has to speak to take your sickness away. It's through his spoken word. And to drive that infirmity, drive it away from your life, is through the spoken word. And the legion of evil spirits, of evil powers tormenting the man, driving him there and there, all he needs to do is speak the word. And that word, the demon cannot wag a tail. After Jesus had spoken the final word. Look at Matthew chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. And it says, beseeching him, pleading with him, begging him. Look at verse 6. In verse 6, and saying, Lord, now you have to own him, Lord. Accept him as Lord. Believe him as Lord. Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. In verse 7, and Jesus says unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8. In verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, he called him Lord again. He was now determined in his mind. He had looked at all his dependencies, all he depended upon before. He said, I reject them. I cast them off. Other laws have had control over me before this time, but I reject their control, I reject their lordship, and I make Christ alone my Lord. And so he called him Lord again. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Speak the word only. The word you spoke, and the worlds came into existence. Speak the word only. The word you spoke, and you restored calmness, stability, solidity into the world, into the earth. Speak the word again, because you are the Father's word, you are the foremost word, and you are the final word. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, the servant who was being tormented was far away. That servant was not readily available here for Christ to touch him. But does he really have to? Is he not the final word anywhere in the universe, online? Is Jesus not the final word on the radio as we're listening there? Is he not the final word on the television as we're watching? Is he not the final word? Are you there in the audience? Do I need to come there? And do we need to pour any water, any oil on you and push you so that you know you can have your miracle at a distance? Over there, the final word will come to your life. You will be healed, and you will be delivered. And so it said, Jesus said, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. The final word had been spoken, and nothing can contradict that. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. That's how it happened every time in the ministry of Christ. Look at that ruler of the synagogue that came and said, come down, before my son dies. And he says, go back home. Your son lives. It is the spoken word, and it is the Father's word. It's the foremost word. It's the final word. And then as was going, the servants met him, and they said, they declared, your son liveth. And he asked, when was the time that he got healed? And he said, at the seventh hour yesterday. And it was the time when Jesus spoke. And that word is coming to you today. He will speak, and your infirmity and your sickness, everything will vanish away in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. In verse 16, it tells us that in the evening, they brought many. Many, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. He will speak to you tonight. Amen. He will speak to your condition tonight. Amen. He will use his servant, and his word will come through his servant and get to you. And once you say the final amen, you are through. You are healed. You are delivered in Jesus' name. Point number three now is the sovereign perpetual word of Jesus. The sovereign perpetual word of Jesus. We're looking at Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. He says, look up. Look at the sky. Look at the heavens. Even if they fall, look at the earth. Look at the globe. Even if the earth collapses, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That means when he speaks, it will be fulfilled. Your salvation fulfilled. Your redemption fulfilled. And your forgiveness fulfilled. Your new life, eternal life. Once he speaks, your feeling will pass away. Your thoughts will pass away. Even solid things, the heavens and the earth, will pass away. But his word of salvation, his word of healing, his word of deliverance will never pass away. You get saved today, you'll still be saved tomorrow. You get saved today, you'll be saved throughout the month and throughout the year, because that word of salvation will never pass away in your life in Jesus' name. You're healed today, and your healing continues tomorrow, continues next week. Nobody, no eye, no ear, no personality can change that healing in Jesus' name. Some who don't know about the perpetuity of the healing of Christ, they say, I will not testify in the public. You ask them why? Because I know Christ has healed me. He has taken my sickness away. He has taken my injury away. But if I go there and testify, somebody there may hear and said, what? So and so, he got healed. And then they take the healing away. Impossible. Help me shout impossible. Impossible. That healing came by the Father's word. And no creature on earth, no creature under the earth, under the soil, no creature in the sea, no creature flying in the sky can take away the effect, the power, the manifestation of the Father's word, the foremost word, the final word in your life. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Tonight, Christ will speak to your very heart, and the blessing he gives, and the salvation he gives, and the healing, deliverance he gives will be permanent in your life in Jesus' name. After the crusade, the healing will be permanent in your body. The salvation will be permanent in your soul. And your problem tonight will go. And will go forever in Jesus' name. Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word of salvation to your heart, his word of healing in your brain, in your body, shall never pass away. You're receiving a blessing tonight that is permanent. You're receiving a healing tonight that will continue. You are receiving the forgiveness, the salvation of the Lord tonight that will abide with you until the end of your life. Where are you? I said, where are you? The Lord has seen your hand. He's going to speak that word into your life right now. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to hear his word spoken to your heart to say, son, daughter, your sins are forgiven. To say, man, your sins are forgiven. Woman, your sins are forgiven and your faith has saved you. Salvation has come. Go in the peace of God. This is your chance. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You raise up your hand. You say, Lord, I want that salvation. The salvation that does not evaporate after the crusade. The salvation that remains. The salvation that abides from the word from Christ. The saving word. The pardoning word is coming to you right now. Raise up that hand. Lord, I want that salvation now. Lord, I want that forgiveness now. The way you spoke to that man, to that impotent man, and you say, son, your sin be forgiven. Lord, here am I. Where are you? Raise up that hand. The way you spoke to that sorrowful woman, weeping because of the guilt of her sin, and you say, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. I want to hear that word too. Raise up that hand. If you are raising up your hand, you please stand up. You want to hear that perfect word, permanent word, pardoning word, saving word. Stand up wherever you are. God bless you there. Online, do the same. Do the same. He is there. He's everywhere present. Everywhere powerful. You're watching on the radio. Do the same. Indicate, Lord, call him your Lord. Savior, call him your Savior. And cast off all your sin. Repent of your sin and come to him now and make Jesus the Lord, the Savior of your life. Raise up that hand as you are standing up. Don't let this moment pass you by. The peace of salvation will come to your heart. The joy in salvation will come to your soul right there. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. You have given your word to Christ, to your only begotten Son. And when he speaks the foremost word, the final word. Lord, I pray, speak that pardoning word, that saving word into every heart tonight. Save them in Jesus' name. Amen. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let that sure, silent, saving word of assurance come into their heart right now and take all their guilt, all their condemnation away in Jesus' name. Pardon has been given to you. Peace has been given unto you. The salvation of the Lord has been given to you now by the pronouncement of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're saved. You are saved. You're forgiven. Your life now is transformed by the saving word of Jesus. Lord, confirm it in everyone. Thank you, Lord. Salvation has come. Forgiveness has come. Pardon has come. And that salvation will abide. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. And they will interact with you. Supply all the information they give you in the joy of the salvation you have now.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the wonderful message you've just listened to. Please, if you are watching online and you gave your life to Jesus Christ after the pastor's message, we'd like to please encourage you to hook up to this website, gckhq.org.tw, www.connect. Very, very important. Please visit it and fill out all that is required in the form so we can assist you and then ensure that you further your ambition. Don't forget, it's very, very important. If you are listening via radio or television, or you just gave your life to Jesus Christ this evening, or you've done that before now, please send your name, don't forget, send your phone number, and then your location via the SMS or WhatsApp. To this number, please don't forget, it is 234-915-444-9263. Very, very important. Please ensure you follow this, and the blessings of the Lord will be yours in the name of Jesus Christ. We're still expecting the man of God to come to pray for us in this program. I want to encourage you, whatever is a challenge you have, and God is able to address it. Is it headache? Is it eye pain? Is it ear pain? Whatever the problem. Is it cheek pain? Whatever the problem, God is able to take it through the message of the man of God. Are you lame? The hand of God will come upon your life. He will touch you greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. Please ensure you do what we have encouraged you to do. When you comply with this, the blessings of God will come upon your life. Amen. We're waiting for counselors now. Please ensure that you're able to round up the counseling. Ensure that all the converts have been attended to. Ensure that they've all been prepared for this forthcoming program. It's very important that you prepare them. Ensure they use the uppercase letter in preparing their information so that everybody can be blessed. Very, very important. Their full names, then the phone numbers, and then all the relevant information where they are attending the crusade from should also be provided. Ensure it is done and that early. Very, very important. Don't forget the phone number again or WhatsApp number. It is 239154449263. That will help us to connect them. It is for your benefit. Please don't hide your information. Every information that is required for reaching out to you after now, please don't hide it. It is for your benefit. The hand of God will come upon your life through this program in the name of Jesus Christ. But please remember, the man of God is coming up again to minister to us. As he prays tonight, great signs and wonders will take place. As he prays tonight, there will be deliverances. As he prays tonight, yes, all impossibilities will be made possible. Don't forget, Jesus Christ, he is the source of solution to all problems that you have. He has all answers. He has all solutions that are required for us. Jesus Christ, the source of all possibilities. Please, our counselors, be smart at this. Ensure you're able to reach out unto them. All the corners of the crowd should be covered, please. Please ensure that they are able to provide all the information. Their phone numbers, their names, like I've mentioned, their GCK number to be provided, and ensure you obtain the name of a place where you are meeting. Thank God we are blessed tonight. We're not meeting in only Africa, we're meeting across the entire world. So please ensure you obtain the information so that we can get across to them. Very, very important. Whatever is the problem, prepare them. God is coming with signs and wonders. He will do wonders in their own life. Is it ulcer? Is it peptic ulcer? Is it diabetes? Whatever is the problem, Jesus is able to address it to the glory of God. He will do it. He will do it. Jesus has all power, the power to heal, the power to deliver, and to set free.
Amen. Are you serious? The time of my miracle has come. Be it unto you according to your faith. What you have said, heaven has heard, will be fulfilled in your life. Any challenge you have, any sickness you have, any infirmity you have, lay your hand there. You're blind? Believe. Your eyes will be open tonight. Deaf and dumb, believe. Because the word of power from Christ will come to you. Knock out that sickness, infirmity, in Jesus' name. Raise up the other hand. Your time has come. After the final amen, your checkup, it's done. And today, you will give testimony. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the final word against our sickness, against our infirmity, against every disease, Lord, I pray there be manifestation of healing and health and deliverance, dominion in every life tonight, in Jesus' name. That sickness be healed in Jesus' name. Disease be cured in Jesus' name. Pain vanish away in Jesus' name. Any swelling, any part of the body be deflated right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Brain problem, you are delivered in Jesus' name. Ear problem, speaking problem, deaf and dumb, be healed in Jesus' name. Mouth problem, smelling, be cleared off in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, you cannot remain there. You have to give way and come out for the word of Christ to be fulfilled in that life. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Those broken bones, be joined together firmly now in Jesus' name. Paralyzed, impotent, weak, having arthritis, pain in the joints, you are healed in Jesus' name. Every other problem, at the mention of the name of Jesus, you must bow. Lord, I pray for confirmation in every life, realization in every life, miracle, signs, wonders, healing, deliverance, victory, provision for everyone in Jesus' name. The Father's word has done it. The foremost word has accomplished it. The final word has settled your miracle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You have got it. Nothing can change it. You've got your miracle. In Jesus' name.